Well, I'm very excited to introduce our special guests in the studio with me. I have Reverend and Breezy Payton from local Brown County band, the Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Thank you for coming in today.
How's it going? We're happy to be here.
Let's try it again. Hey, what's happening? Wake up out there. There we go. We're happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you. We're happy to have you back in Bloomington. You mentioned you were out on tour for a while in October, most of October?
Yeah, pretty much the whole month. You know, we're always on tour, first off. But
yeah, I was going to ask you that. How much of the year are you on tour?
You know, when early in our career, we did about 250 shows a year.
Wow.
And but we've pulled back a lot, so it's closer to about 150 now. But that, you know, there's a lot of travel days.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, flying to gigs and back or driving. We had some crazy drives on this last one. We did a show, benefit concert in Virginia, basically DC area, and then the next show after that was Sacramento.
Oh my goodness.
And we had to drive take the bus all the way from there to there. So, yeah, it's a lot of miles this year.
Do you enjoy being on the road?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We wouldn't do it if we didn't.
Right.
Because that's
the main part. Yeah,
that's part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
About 5% of it is playing shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest is the traveling and all the other headache and heartache. But, you know, I mean, the older I get, the more I realize and I'm able to whittle it down to the fact that I just love doing this. I love making music. There are songs in my heart, and I just live for this. I do. And the traveling and all the mess and everything else, and the music business, which is literally the worst business there you can get involved in, it's still worth it somehow.
That's amazing. Music is amazing.
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, that's the last few years have made me realize, too, that I love actually getting out there and playing live and experiencing live music. And, you know, even when I'm home, you know, yeah. I've spent a lot of time off. I've just wanted to pick up my guitar instead of my phone. You know, I feel better, I realize, when I'm out there watching music, playing music, experiencing music, than just looking at music on my phone or whatever else the phone decides to feed me. You know, I just feel better.
Totally. I speaking of phones, I did see on social media that you were just honored as an Indiana music icon in Indianapolis. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was a speaker at IU Indianapolis. They have a new music program there that's a little bit more modern. They call it Music Tech, and it's basically to try to you know, kind of get students to a degree that they can actually use in the modern music business. That's not just, you know, like a cello degree where they might get a degree with, you know, or they might latch on to a symphony, but probably not because it's competitive and there's fewer seats.
Unless you're currently going to school for cello and that's going to depress you to hear that, we're not talking about you.
Oh,
that's
not you. Right. Of course. You're going to make it. You're going to be fine. But I was able to give a you know, just a little talk there, and it was really cool, and they honored me with that, which was a big surprise. So it was kind of neat. I wasn't expecting that at all.
You weren't expecting that?
No, and I had no idea. They kind of surprised me with it.
Oh,
so it
that's even better. That's very cool. I also saw on your website, and this is kind of going back to touring, but that you have performed in 38 countries and 48 states.
That's right, yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And, you know, some pretty obscure, weird ones that a lot of people don't ever tour to as well. But, you know, there's a, you know, almost 200 countries left, and I'm going to try to hit as many as I can. You know, we were talking about it, you know, some of the places we'd like to go and some of the places we'd like to see. We might be adding a state, too, this year. It looks like we're going to Alaska, which will make it 49 of the 50 states, if we can make that happen. I think it's going to happen. So,
have you been to Japan yet?
We have not. We had, years ago, we were booked to play a tour in Japan, and then that tsunami hit. It was right then. So it was a long time ago, and it just didn't get rebooked. It all fell through.
Well, I just saw some, like, really interesting Japanese bluegrass is a thing now.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
Fascinating. I had no idea.
It has been for a long time. I think Americans are just finding out.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing that a lot of Americans don't realize is that the rest of the world loves American music and culture. They do.
Yeah.
They just do. And the music of the world is American music. And it is, as we've traveled around and seen it, it's good for us because we are real live Americans playing live American music. So we can go and bring it right to them. And we do and we love it. But it is kind of a, I don't know, it's an interesting thing when you see that. When you go and you walk through a mall in Europe or, you know, you go to a restaurant in New Zealand and it's just American songs. Like, it's John Mellencamp everywhere we go. That was a joke.
I was going to say, Rev was on the Bulgarian NPR one time.
Oh, right.
We were playing in Bulgaria and, you know, right before we're on there to talk, you know, they're playing John Mellencamp. And it's just like, man, it's like being at home.
I love it.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. But it's just everywhere you go, you can't escape. And I was talking with these guys at an airport. There were West African guys who were talking about they're musicians. And I love West African music and as it relates to the history and the, you know, sort of the early influence of blues. You know, blues music is very heavily influenced by West African music. And I was talking to these guys about it, you know, and I said, oh, you're from West Africa. And I was mentioning some, you know, some music that I was into. And they go, oh, that's like old folk music, man. We play hip hop. That's what people listen to in West Africa now, man. You know, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess.
That's
you know.
Great. Times are changing.
Oh, that's just the way it is, you know. But yeah. American music has influenced. But ironically, the world influenced American music.
Absolutely.
You know?
Speaking of music, your latest record, Dance Songs for Hard Times, came out in, is it 2021?
It was, right. We probably should have waited, but I wanted to get it out, but then it was the middle of COVID, so really we didn't get to tour it until 22 and 23. It was, you know, I thought, oh, well, we'll be back to touring at some point, but then it just, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But we have a new album coming out in February, so.
Oh. Exciting.
So we'll be playing some of that stuff.
Great.
On this run. And
very cool.
Yeah, we'll be playing that stuff this Friday.
So we're going to talk about this Friday show at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Can you tell us what to expect?
Well, we'll be playing stuff from probably a little bit of a lot of our records. You know, I try to play something from every record because we're the kind of band that, you know, our career's built grassroots. You know, we don't have a big song in a Scorsese movie or, you know, like Rich Daddy Money funneling in or, you know, something like that. We've just had this one fan at a time. So sometimes fans
just make it clear that if there is a Rich Daddy out there that wants to funnel money to our music,
we could use it.
Give us a call.
Yeah, we still could use it. But when because of that, you know, someone might have encountered us because of, you know, one of our records, and that's the record they have. And so I try to play something off every record, or at least I try to. But with a focus on the stuff that's really firing me up, you know, the things that are in my heart right now. And that makes it a better show. And we're definitely going to be playing some stuff off this new record. The new record is an all-acoustic record. It's our most acoustic record since Peyton on Patton. And it is, it's called Honeysuckle. And the record itself has some really cool special guests on it. So that's an exciting thing. We've never had a record that had this much, this many special guests and things. But it's a really, really cool record. So you'll be hearing dance songs. You'll be hearing some stuff from Dance Songs for Hard Times. You'll be hearing some stuff from this new record, Honeysuckle. So, and then everything in between, and with some different surprises too. Because I have to throw stuff in there to just for fun. Yeah, to keep it interesting for myself. You know,
absolutely. Well, definitely, we want the music as soon as we can get it.
Absolutely,
I know
we'll
a lot of DJs will be excited to play.
We'll make sure this one's special. This record has it's very much a record that I think, well, I just decided, the older I get, the more I realize that I'm just going to play the stuff that I think's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
This one has a lot of special guests. Tell them.
Yeah, it's got a lot of special guests. So Michael Cleveland playing fiddle on a song. The McCrary sisters are on a song. Colton Crawford from the Dead South is on a track, and the legendary blues harmonica player from Chicago, Billy Branch, is on a song, And then there's a lot of stuff that's just me and a guitar, and then there's a lot of stuff that has a little big damn band on it playing, you know, a little more stripped down, though. So, like, you know, Breezy's, of course, on the washboard, but Jacob is not playing the set. He's playing tambourines and chains and stuff
nice.
Like that.
What would you say your influences are? I've been curious about that.
Yeah, well, you know, really just the legends of country blues. So, Furry Lewis, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Charlie Patton, Bucca White, Son House, Robert Johnson. And then the Hill Country guys like Robert Belfour and R.L. Burnside and Junior Kimbrough, big influences. You know, guys like L.C. Ulmer and you know, folks like that. But then, you know, also I don't like to pretend like the last 100 years of music, you know, didn't happen. You know, I've never been kind of a museum piece throwback. There's some guys out there that they do, mainly it's covers, and they try to sound exactly like Son House or something. But, you know, I feel like no one is going to play a Son House song as good as Son House. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So really, you've got to play the music that's in your heart and make your own music. And so I'm also influenced by, you know, finger pickers like Merle Travis and Chet Atkins and you know, folks like that. So really, it's just anything and everything can kind of influence what I'm doing in a lot of ways. Older I get, the more I realize that a good song is the most important thing.
Yeah.
But I, at its heart, though, you know, whittled down, it's really just Front Porch Blues.
I love that. Well, this has been so much fun. I'm so glad that you came in to chat.
Well, thanks so much. We love coming in here. This station's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share before?
Yeah, so I guess I'll just say that you know, if you want to see real, from the heart, handmade music that's created by people that love it, that's what's going to be happening at Buskirk Show Me on Friday.
We have a great opener, too. We've got Joe's Truck Stop. Which,
I love Joe's Truck Stop.
Yeah, so he's doing the full band stuff. We've had Joe open for us for years, but we've never had him at the Buskirk with us, right?
Very cool. Joe did a firehouse session here last year, maybe the year before, but
well, awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. So he's doing the full band stuff, and he's got a new album, I think, dropping, too, with it. So full band thing.
That.
So
yeah,
he needs to get in here as well.
Yeah,
we got to get in here and do one of those sessions, too.
Yes,
that'd be great.
That's what I was going to say. We've got to get you guys in here. Maybe close to, well, I don't know what your tour schedule's like, but maybe with the release of your new album.
Yeah, maybe in January before we hit it hard.
That would be cool.
That'd be great.
Well,
let's do it.
I will be
let's
in
get
touch.
It on the books.
Perfect. Well, go see the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band this Friday, November 22nd at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. The show is at 7:30, opener Joe's Truck Stop. The doors open at 7 and tickets are on the Buskirk Chumley's website. And I'm going to play a song. Here's the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Ways and Means.
The means. Just like care away. ways. I just ain't got the means. I just ain't got the means.